T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Guilty pleasures and growing pains with Nina and friends.
Happy New Year.
Hey.
Happy this is New so Year. Crazy, guys. We made it to 2021 all in one piece.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
The first episode. This is great. You know, we get to catch up with you guys because I think we're on track. Our predictions from the last episode are basically exactly what we said.
Uh-huh.
Krista and Angie are getting married. And I actually found love, too.
What?
So let's go.
What do you mean?
Wait, what? This is what happens when you go out of town.
I was gone for like 7 days. Pre me leaving.
Okay, well, I'll just catch you up now. Really, really fast.
Okay. Oh my God.
Have you seen the show Bridgerton?
I'm obsessed.
On Netflix.
I was up till 11 o'clock last night watching 4 episodes. I watched the first 4 episodes.
It's okay.
Remarkable.
So the Duke of Hastings and I are getting married.
I've seen him, yeah.
His real name
He's
is
cute.
What's his real name?
It's like Jean.
That is the finest man on TV right now, y'all.
That's just it. I found my husband in my hands are going up in the air. Reggie John.
Oh my God.
Reggie John, aka the Duke of Hastings. I have found love.
He could get it.
Are you kidding? Yeah, he could get it. Put all the babies in me, boy.
Have you heard his voice? It's the sound of his voice in the show.
I'm going to watch Bridgerton again, and I just finished it. Now I'm about to start all over again because I love it. So if you haven't seen it, it's a show on Netflix.
So good.
Shondaland, all of that stuff.
Killed it.
It's wonderful. So if you need a recommendation, get on that Bridgerton, and then you go ahead and let me know. We are not fighting for my husband.
Okay, he's yours.
Just let me know if you would like to come to our wedding.
He's
because so because that's where we're at. So
that's who you're in love with.
Yeah,
I get it, Neen.
I know
it's only one season, right? I'm not behind.
No, it's only one season, but okay. I think there's going to be another season.
Yes.
I know.
So, you did this, Shonda Rhimes, girl. If you listening,
yeah, you did.
You deserve your flowers.
But I also just found out because he's my husband that there's a movie called Sylvie's Love on Amazon Prime
that he's in.
That he's also in.
I'm gonna
so
check it out.
You can go ahead and give love to my hubs and have fun there. But so you know what I've been doing.
Okay.
Now it's time to catch up. Chris, I have a very specific question for you. So we know that she saw her boo thing. What do we call him? Radio Man.
Yeah, Radio Bay.
Radio Bay. And you guys rang in the new year together and you had a couple nights together.
We did.
How did you go number two?
The second night? Because when you said number, how did I poop?
Yeah.
I thought you meant the number two, like the second night. How did I poop?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are gonna die. Ready?
Let's go. We were talking about this. Angie and I were together and we're like, dang, I wonder how Krista's gonna poop.
No, y'all ready?
We almost called you.
I wanted to know so bad.
This is crazy, y'all. I didn't. This is so toxic.
Did you hold it?
Literally, that's toxic.
Yo, I held it for 2 days, bro. I was so sick. By Sunday, I was so sick.
You couldn't go in the restaurant or something really quick?
We were both trying to be COVID safe too. So most of the places that we ate at were like intense and I didn't have to go then. I just didn't have to go. But as soon as we would get back to his place, y'all, the rumbling and the tumbling would kick in and I would just hold it. Like I literally read a tweet, y'all. I read a tweet maybe 2 days before my trip of a man roasting this woman for pooping in his bathroom.
That's immature.
Roasting.
That's
rude. Poop shaming AF. And I was like, I'm not going. And I just didn't go.
And then finally,
as soon as I walked in my apartment here in Chicago, I drank about a half a gallon of water and just let it all out.
I believe you. Like we were actually just talking about the different options that you could have had while you were there. Because Angie and I were together when I was texting you.
Where were y'all at then? Where were y'all at?
We were at my house, but we had you in our thoughts because then Angie and I started talking about the different ways that we've had to get around going to the bathroom, especially in the early stages of a relationship.
I would like to hear them.
Well, I just was telling her about this one time when I had somebody come and stay with me. He came from New York when I was living in California and he was with me for 4 days. Okay, I can't hold it like you did.
Ooh.
But
I wouldn't tell nobody to do that.
But the good news is, I know, right? As you're saying goodbye, you're like, bye, babe. But I can't wait to get home.
I gotta go. But what happened today?
So where I lived in my apartment building, there was the gym was on my floor and there was a bathroom by the gym.
Okay.
So I would tell him I was taking the trash out
and go
and go and go. And then I had another friend that stayed in a hotel with her man. And when he was in the shower, would go downstairs into the lobby. So like you had all these options. What else did you say? Wasn't there something that you did too, Ange? Do you hold it?
I don't think. No, I go.
You don't even like, you don't have any tricks.
Poopery is a good thing to invest in too.
My friend, Kristen, no joke. Putting her on blast, but she bought like two boxes and she carries one in her purse
all
the time.
That's so smart.
That's smart. Yeah, no, I think I just go.
I was freaked out,
I get scared. I don't want to, but sometimes you just
I wanted to go so bad, you guys, but I was so freaked out. Like, it was our first time in real intimate space with each other.
For
I was trying to be impressive. I just held it. I was miserable, but it was worth it.
It's so funny.
It's not
that,
safe.
That was what was going through our mind as we're like, our friend is with her dude. We're not like, is it good? Are they having fun? No. It's dang, how does she go to the bathroom?
And do men think that? Like, is he, I was wondering, like, is he wondering if I'm pooping? Like, do I, like, am I backed up? Like, does he
well,
have
did
any
he
concern?
Go?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard him. Not to put him on blast, but like he's a man. Like there's no discreet. Like he's just not discreet.
Yeah, I don't think guys care as much as us.
Because I'm like, oh, I wonder what it's like. He's in there just releasing his little life away and I'm over here miserable.
It's so funny. You know what's so funny is I can talk about it all the time. Doesn't mean I necessarily can perform, but like I can definitely be like, well, I have to go, you know.
Ooh.
But there was a time when I couldn't. But anyway, enough about that.
Yeah.
So we know that she held it.
It was good. Yeah, I held my poop, but I made it to the other side.
I'm so glad.
There you go.
I'm released in its entirety when I got back.
So when is the wedding?
Stop, guys. Stop. No. Okay, so where do I start? He doesn't listen, so I'm allowed to put him on blast. But he did ask me to like officially be like his girlfriend.
Oh, so you guys are together now?
No, we're waiting.
Why?
Because it's only been a month, bro. We've only been kicking it like heavy for a month. And this was our first time hanging out like in each other's space. Even though we've known each other since 2015, this was our first time on an intimate level, like being in each other's space. So I just want us to like enjoy this time now of like dating and courting and doing that before we put like a title on it.
Like, while you sound sane and that makes perfect sense to me, this is like 1 second Chris is here going, I'm ready
I'm
for
in
a
love.
Boyfriend.
I got
I'm
a whole ass man.
I am though. I'm a dead ass.
Yeah,
I am.
I remember when you found the floor, you go, I got a whole ass man. And we're like, wait, what? We just saw you 2 days ago.
No, I know. I know. You literally had saw me 2 days before that and I was single and happy.
And now you're getting exactly what you asked for and she said no.
I just don't want to rush it. Like, I'm just nervous. Maybe
don't lose it though. Don't lose it.
Okay, so let me just give you a little bit of context. If for any reason you missed an episode like a month or so ago, we talked about how Angie's dude, Angie's not boyfriend, said I love you and she responded with an emoji. Fast forward, it's deja vu because Krista's not boyfriend said
I love you and I'm falling in love with you.
And Krista said,
the first time I didn't say anything at all.
You just
because it was
at him
in person. Angie was lucky enough to have it via text message. Mine was face to face.
She got cornered.
The first thing, dead ass. My best friend, Drea, I love you. She got so mad because she was the first person I told in the car on the way back from the airport. She said, well, Krista, what'd you say back? My dumb ass goes, are you sure you're in love with me, bro? It's only been a month. Like, I literally said that.
I think that's fair. I probably would have done the same thing.
Yeah, thank you. And he was just like, I just know it. I know you're my soulmate. I know we're meant to be together. I'm falling in love with you. And then after that, I said, oh, I love you too.
But then she said, I don't want to be your girlfriend.
But I want to wait. Yeah, I want to wait.
But I just don't know if you don't mean it. Do you mean it?
Mean the love you part or mean the girlfriend part?
No, well, I guess both.
Both?
No, I don't think you want to be his girlfriend. But because of that, that's why I also don't think you love him.
But I do. I just, can you all fall in love with somebody in 30 days?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know that I can.
See, Nina?
I think there might have been a time when I thought I could, but I don't think I can now.
There's so much that we don't know about each other. And y'all, can I fall? Am I falling in love with him? Yes. It is happening simultaneously. Like, yes, we're getting to know each other. And the more I get to know about him, I'm like, oh my God, like, where have you been? Like, how has it been so long since I've felt this way about somebody before? But when I got put in the moment of having to say it back, there was so much resistance. Like, and maybe it's my trauma.
We
maybe
need to get Love like McPherson on the phone. And we need to, well, I want to ask her about love at first sight. I want to ask her about that concept. And actually, it's funny that we're talking about it because on our radio show last week, we had a conversation about the fastest that you moved in with someone. And there were people that called and said they moved in together after 3 days.
No.
One said that they moved in together after the first date, one night, and never left. And then they're married.
Are you sure? And they're together right now.
And they're together right now, married with children. And I'm joking because I'm like, yeah, that's the track I'm trying to be on. But in real life, if you spend the night one night and you don't leave, I'm going to be freaked out a little
bit. Yeah, that's a little
OD. I'm going to question, do you have a house? Do you have somewhere to go back?
Yeah, are you living in your car?
Do you have to break your lease? Like,
we call that a hobosexual.
Yeah.
That's called a hobosexual when someone is dating you for somewhere to live.
To sleep on your couch.
Sleep with.
That's real. Hobosexual. I had a guy that was dating me and staying at my house. He came over and he never left. And but he lived with his parents, I found out.
Okay.
And that's why. But this is also the same guy that tried to get me to pay his phone bill.
And he was
hobosexual vibes,
he was so sexy.
Oh, well, then
I mean, he was so sexy. It was so funny because the joke is that I look like Mariah Carey. And to me, he looked like Derek Jeter.
Oh, my God.
And so I was just like, oh, my God. So, of course, I'm obsessed. But then he got real annoying because he wouldn't leave.
The question is, did you pay the bill?
No.
Oh, okay. Like, so circle back.
No, I bought him teriyaki. That's like baby sugar, like baby sugar mama, not like all the way.
That's sweet. That's good stuff.
I'm not paying you phone bill. Don't come at me like that.
I like it.
But that's interesting that that happened, to meet someone and instantly move in with them and they're still together.
Yeah,
and they're still together. So it works out. So I'm just saying, like, for us to talk to love, actually, I would be really curious as to what a professional's thoughts are on the whole concept of love at first sight. You know, there's people that believe in it and have stories that, you know, where it actually does work out. And I can't shoot it down because I'm not going to say it's not going to happen to me. But I mean, weirder things have happened. So
I just would be afraid that the other person didn't love me back. For example.
Okay. Well, that's your own insecurity.
But like, I was lit at the club one night and there was a DJ working and I loved him and I thought it was love at first sight. I was like, oh my God, I love this DJ. He's the one. And I tried to shoot my shot and he shut me down. So I just don't believe in love at first sight.
Okay, is that love at first sight not or mutual? Is that lust at first sight?
Bro, that's exactly lust at first sight.
You do not know him, girl.
Shout out DJ Giovanni. That's there who it is.
There is a difference between, okay, that's like me and the Duke of Hastings, okay? Yeah. Like, I'm in love at first sight, but he doesn't even know I exist. So definitely a different scenario.
Oh my God, that's so funny. No, okay. I just don't know if I'm a believer in love at first sight. I feel like that it takes a foundation and substance to have a long lasting love.
I think so.
Maybe that comes back to that whole idea of what our definitions of love are. Like we talked about one time and how that builds. I mean, I agree. I don't know that I believe in love at first sight in that way either. But I mean, the funny part is that both of you are out here asking for it. And when it shows up, you both go, skirt.
Yeah.
So Krista's backing up. And this is the funny part. You ready for an update?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Angie is officially in
a relationship.
Clingy rehab.
What does that mean?
She is hiding her crazy. So there's two things here. In the beginning of relationships, right? You are not going number two right away.
Me.
In beginning of relationships, you hide your crazy to a certain extent. True. So you don't let it all out.
Yeah.
Angie is going to burst. This is the equivalent of her stomach hurting.
Why?
She is hiding
Nina, the
her crazy.
Taking me out.
Because, and it's funny because I get to be the filter.
Yeah.
So Angie will text me.
I run to her every day. I text her every day. I'm like, help me.
What's
help
wrong?
Me.
You're being crazy, like in love, like crazy in love, or you're like crazy, like stalking, like what's going on?
She is stalking.
Okay.
No. Okay.
But she's also in love.
There was an incident that happened over break and made me realize I need to relax and he's the one.
That emoji guy. But she says this is not her boyfriend.
Damn, it took like four episodes for us to get here.
I know. It's a big deal.
No, there was something that was just really eye-opening and I was just like, you know, this needs to happen, or at least try it. And I don't know. I think just when I start to be in a relationship with someone, I'm all in already. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm struggling with. I want to know where you are, what you're doing, and like what you're spending your time on.
Is that crazy? It's like, Krista, it's not just communicating.
She pulls up his Snap map.
Stop.
What if he tells me?
He's going to block it now. You
can't tell me where he is. She'll watch it and wonder what he's doing.
But Nina, this is not the first time we've heard of Angie pulling up the Snap map. Like, but how are we surprised?
But she's not letting him see it. I'm like, bro, why don't you just ask him?
What are you doing?
I'll be like, oh, what are you doing? And I know exactly what he's doing. And he'll be like, oh, do you want to come out? I'm like, well, where are you? I don't know where you are.
Meanwhile, she's like parked outside staring at him from the window.
Waiting for the invite.
Angie. Like, okay, that's bad.
So then she'll be texting me stuff. And I'm like, you need to chill that crazy.
Or why don't you just delete your Snapchat for a while?
She can't. She'll go into freaking convulsions.
I would literally like, I can't breathe.
So I told her she needs to check into Clingy Rehab, mm-hmm. because she wants this relationship to work, and really the only way it's going to is if she continues to work on her crazy. Maybe you don't have to hide it, maybe,
but
he's got to see it.
I'm trying. So he's a real busy person, mm-hmm. and the other day he was out drinking with his friends, mm-hmm. and watching the Bears game, mm-hmm. and the old me, the selfish me, would normally be like, well, why didn't you invite me? Why are you not spending your time with me? But I'm like trying to give him his space, and I want him to have his own friends and do his own thing.
It's a good thing that a man has friends, right. For the record. When you get like 40, you're going to be like, please go hang out with your friends.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So now I feel like I'm maturing and changing.
That's good.
In little ways.
I'm going to give you your kudos.
But I still want to know where you are. It's cool that you're going on your own.
But look at his location and then ask him where he is. Because what if you get caught up one day? Like,
what do you mean? Like,
it kind of seems like you're lying because you already know where he is, but you're asking him where he is.
I just like that validation.
Do you just want him to lie? It's almost like if you go looking for dirt, fam, you will find dirt.
I know. That's why sometimes I don't look at it.
Don't do it. Do yourself scared. A service.
She
and
won't
just
look at it for an extra 5 minutes. No, she legit knows where that man is at all times. And if he won't call back or text back in a couple hours, you should watch her face change. And now I do understand that. Like, everybody, the worst thing in the world is waiting by
your phone. Really
sad.
I get really, really sad.
So question, he doesn't know about this location feature on Snapchat, I'm assuming.
I mean, he does because he has it on.
So he knows that you know where he is.
Essentially.
Okay, so then we can look at it through that lens. Like,
well,
okay.
Thank you, yes. Because if you didn't want anybody to look at it, you would turn it off. Just like your Instagram profile. If you don't want people looking at it, go private. Wow.
You are dropping gems. I bet all the fellas listening to this podcast are going to their Snapchat right now. Like, let me cut this off.
Turn it off. So remember, we've talked about the story of Mice and Men, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we've talked about being a Lenny.
Yeah, the Lenny.
And essentially, now we've talked about how I was a Lenny. And I've had to learn how to hold things gently and not squeeze them so tightly. Because when you do, the head's going to pop off.
Yeah.
So for you, you have to learn how to hold him gently so you don't squeeze him for his head to pop off.
I know, I'm working on it.
To like, no. Make you like not
trust
him.
I'm like about to cry because this man has never lied to me a day in his life. Like,
so you got to chill, bro. You got to like,
I know.
Get some therapy or talk to Nina. That's pretty much virtually
the
same thing.
I'm like, Nina.
And it's funny because it's like, I'm looking at you, laughing at you and rolling my eyes. But the reality is I've been there.
Yeah.
And I was there before SnapMap existed. So I was the crazy bitch outside the house.
She was following the cars.
Yeah.
I was following cars and climbing in trees. So, okay.
That's why I go to her. She gets me.
Yeah. But I'm also telling you, you get real tired. Yes. That stuff is real exhausting.
And this was a good minute ago. That was pre-Nina. That was like six Ninas ago.
That was a lot. Yeah, that was a lot of Ninas ago. You guys, it was before Snapchat existed. Yeah. So that tells you something. That's when I had a BlackBerry. So
BBM. I think I just have so much doubt that I do need that extra validation. And I'm trying to work on that. But I don't know. It's just so hard. Like, there's times where I'm like, he's going to stand me up. If he's like 10 minutes late, I'm like,
no,
he's not coming.
Like,
he's
baggage,
not coming.
Babe.
And
like
then he's there, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think you're learning. I think this is one of those relationships where you're really growing. And shout out to him, though. Like, he seems like a really stand up mm-hmm. dude, super patient, and really likes Angie for who she is.
Aww.
And there's even an extra step that may show the validation, depending on how you look at it. Krista, if you noticed that your panties went missing. Would you take it as a compliment that the dude that you were seeing stole your panties?
Yes.
Or would you be offended?
I would take it as a compliment.
Okay, you're asking me.
Me too.
But like, they were my, okay, so.
You were mad? You're upset?
No, 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 I wasn't mad. Okay, so New Year's Eve was a great night.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a lot of fun that night. And I put on my best, you know, when you put your best wear on.
You juju it up for New Year's Eve.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I had some really cute panties and I couldn't find them the next morning. They're gone. They're not in the room. They weren't on me. They weren't in the bathroom. They were gone.
Okay.
I'm convinced he took them. Like, I don't know because I didn't see him
swipe.
Were
you all drinking?
But yes.
So you probably gave them to him and he put them in his bag.
No, I remember everything I did and said that night. They were gone.
So you think that he stole your nice panties?
Yes, because Krista, they're nowhere.
But then why wouldn't she ask him? That's the part.
Because I don't want him to think I'm reckless losing my panties
no,
in the world.
No, there's bigger problems. Like, hey, babe, did you take my underwear on New Year's? If so, that's cute. You just got to word it right.
What if he's like, no? And then I'm like,
what if he says no?
It's not the first time you've lost your panties.
No, actually, you could lie and say, never mind, I found them, my bad.
Oh my God. He's really going to think I'm crazy.
You are.
Don't take advice from me.
But we're trying to mask that, Nina, if we want this to work.
I would just ask him, hey, you know, I'm noticing that the matching set to my bra is missing. Do you have it?
Okay, not to freak you out or anything.
Stop. But I'm already freaked out.
When you go to his house, look in the closet and look on all the shelves and see if he has a stash. Because
I will lose my mind.
Do you remember?
Lose my mind.
I told
you
guys.
Your treasure chest.
That just reminded me. No. I lost my purple bra.
Uh-huh.
I had a favorite purple bra. I've already talked about this before, but this is giving me flashbacks to that. My purple bra went missing.
Uh-huh.
And one day when I was doing my boyfriend's laundry,
there was.
I found it in the closet in a box full of other girls' random freaking lingerie.
No, see, if I saw that, I would think that I'm in an episode of Law and Order SVU. Like, I could not do that.
Yeah, I couldn't do it either.
I think if it was just my underwear, I would feel flattered. Like, oh, he's a little thief. He stole my underwear.
I mean, you can get
underwear.
Your panties back if he stole it. He just wanted it for the day. Although,
but what are you doing with them?
He could have at least been like, babe,
I'm taking these.
Instead
but what
of just
are you
like,
doing with them? Why do you need them?
Maybe he wants to smell them.
I think it's so funny.
That's nasty.
I didn't even think about the other side.
He just wants to...
I'm pretty sure. Wow.
He just wants to... Oh, God,
actually,
yes.
You know what? While we think it's cute because we're sick people,
that's not cute.
No, the funny part is that if he just like did it quietly, like really tried to do it to get one over on you, or he did it as a joke and is waiting for her to ask for it, but then this girl over here is like, I don't want him to think I lost my
pants. That's disgusting now that I think about that, because sometimes when I get excited, I pee a little bit. So you're smelling my panties.
Probably
some
men
like,
are
no.
into the, Angie, the older you get, the freakier these men get out in these streets. You would be surprised who likes that shit, bro.
Angie's like a little dog. You pet her head and she wiggles and pees.
No, just ask him, Angie. Save yourself the trouble and just ask him. Nina is dead over here, y'all. For the
because
record.
Angie's an ankle biter as it is. And I'm just picturing her wiggling her little butt and she's peeing.
She's like, sometimes I get excited
or
and pee a
little. I get excited and other stuff. You know, like when you think about somebody and you're just like, oh.
That's what he wants him for, bro. He wants the nostalgic vibes of the smell.
When you get excited, you pee. There's a difference between when there's a different type of moisture.
Correct.
And
that's
pee.
What she's referencing. Yeah, she's
there's
got
different.
All of it. She's yeah, she's both. Saying it could be both, like a hybrid in the underwear of the pee and the
trail.
Other. Yeah.
That is what they are called. A slug trail.
Oh my gosh, guys, he cannot hear this. He cannot.
Well, that's what guys
next episode,
like.
I'm single as fuck, guys.
Please just ask him. Do me a favor. I need to know if he has them, okay? So will you just ask
him? Can you text him?
No.
Hey, babe. Just realizing, doing laundry, that I'm missing the other set to my underwear that I wore on New Year's Eve. Do you have them?
Siri, text my not boyfriend. Hey, babe.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are too
wait,
much.
Pause. Not boyfriend. Clearly, y'all are boyfriend and girlfriend because you posted a picture of this man on your Instagram.
Is that what that means?
Y'all go together.
Oh, shoot. Are you peeing? She's peeing right now.
Angie has a boyfriend. Angie's got a boyfriend.
Careful how many times you say that, because I don't have a mop.
There's three of us, two down, or one down, Nina, two more to go.
What do you mean?
On the boyfriend tip.
Krista!
Angie's locked in.
This you is are us too.
Two single. Basically, we're single. Not locked in, Krista.
I'm okay. Single until, technically, if you want to have another podcast episode, we're single till we're married.
The funny thing is that we make fun of Angie for being crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's also clear that Krista is a little crazy.
Facts. Yeah, no question.
And I'm absolutely crazy.
That's what makes this work.
The best part about this is we can go back and pull the audio of Krista talking about how she's in love and all this stuff. But today, she's a single woman.
But guys, there's no title.
Because of you. Because of you wanting your freedom. And we talked about this. If he was here and we weren't in a pandemic, you wouldn't even be so tightly booed up anyway, because you'd still be running in the streets and texting him while you're out on a date with somebody else.
If it wasn't a pandemic.
Exactly.
Right? You think so, Nina?
I do.
I don't know. I feel like he's my soulmate.
Okay.
I really do. It's just that we're not together yet. We're taking our time.
Okay.
But that's because of you.
Are you on a microphone?
No. Angie, keep off it.
Angie, head. Angie got up, walked away from her microphone,
and is chiming in
to this conversation. You need to sit down in front of your microphone.
Okay, let me make this make sense, y'all. Me and this man like each other, and okay. We want to be with each other.
Okay.
We both are falling in love with each other. Mm-hmm. And I have baggage to where I'm scared to commit to the L word right now. That's probably why I resisted.
Fair.
And I have baggage from rushing into relationships as well. Hence why I said, no, I'm not ready to be your girlfriend.
Also
yet.
Fair.
But I'm single.
What is not fair is two single ladies out here.
You just spent New Year's Eve with this man.
She said she's falling in love with somebody, but two single ladies
right,
out
here. Right. Is that OD? Is that bipolar
AF?
That's
really bad.
All right. You're right.
But the thing is, Krista, let me tell you.
I get all of them, not you.
No, you're right.
Everybody else
you're
sits
right.
down.
I was scared too, and I was still out here doing my own thing.
Yeah.
And the minute that I thought he wasn't going to be in my life anymore, you can ask Nina. I was gone. Like, yeah. I was depressed. I was bawling to the point where it looked like somebody punched me in my eyes.
Okay.
These guys are not going to wait around forever.
Okay.
They really aren't.
Okay.
So if you think it could work with you guys better hurt. Like, you better commit. I don't know.
Okay.
Because you'll be sad.
Meanwhile, Nina. What, Nina?
2 days transpired. Just two. She'd already seen him, and then she didn't talk to him for a day. She's watching on the Snap Map, and she's crying. She thinks she lost him. Meanwhile, he texts her back, and all of a sudden, everything's good. I do appreciate that you felt the loss, the intense loss.
For two days. An intense L.
Yeah, he was out of my life for like 2 days, and I really felt it.
That's fucking adorable.
I mean,
bro.
I'm glad that, you know.
Y'all are making me feel
that's
guilty.
That's what happened. No, don't feel guilty. I mean, technically you are single. I just don't know if you go waving a single flag when you're falling in love with somebody
else. I'm not
dating
other people. I'm definitely not like entertaining other people.
Man, I'm going to tell you a story off mic and you're going to be blown.
Okay.
Somebody was.
Shut up, Nina.
So Angie was dating other people.
Get her out of this room.
All right, that's the end of this episode of Guilty Pleasures of Growing Pain. Thanks for coming. In this episode, we can
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.